Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
What do you know? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul speaks about what he knew. Here he goes. He's going to describe this again. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul's arrival to Corinth is described in Acts chapter 18. He came and met a Christian couple named Aquila and Priscilla, who were tent makers, that is, leather workers, by trade, just like Paul was. Paul served in Corinth for more than a year and a half, supporting himself through this work of tent making or leather working. In Paul's day, Corinth was already an old city, a commercial center with two busy ports. Because of its busy economy and many visitors, Corinth had a remarkable reputation for loose living and especially for sexual immorality. In classical Greek, to act like a Corinthian meant to be sexually immoral or drunk, and a Corinthian companion was a prostitute. This immorality was permitted, or even encouraged, under the widely popular worship of Aphrodite, also known as Venus, the goddess of fertility and sexuality. When Paul came to such a challenging field of ministry, he did the only thing that he could do: preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Only Jesus could be the answer for such an immoral place. Preaching to entertain them wouldn't work. Preaching the gospel of self-help couldn't work. The message of salvation by good works or noble intentions, that would not change lives. That's why Paul didn't come to Corinth as a philosopher or a salesman, worried about the excellence of his speech. No, Paul came as a witness. That's in the phrase that he came declaring to you the testimony of God. You see, Paul was a smart man who could reason and debate persuasively. But he didn't use that approach in preaching the gospel. He made a conscious decision. He says there, I determined to put the emphasis on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You could say that Paul was an ambassador, not a salesman. In taking this approach, Paul understood that he didn't cater to what his audience wanted. He already knew that the Jews request a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. But Paul didn't care about that. He was determined to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. If a preacher is not careful, he'll get in the way of the gospel instead of being a servant of the gospel. Paul could say, all I know is Jesus Christ and Him crucified for me. There's a story of a little girl who went to a traditional church with her family every week. The church had stained glass windows, and there were beautiful images of different Bible characters in the window behind the preacher. One day, a very short man was the guest preacher. And because he was so much shorter, the picture of Jesus behind the preacher in stained glass was now visible. And so the little girl wanted to know where the regular pastor was. And so she said, where's the man who usually stands in the pulpit so that we can't see Jesus? Well, friends, that's a problem, isn't it? When you're standing in the way so that people can't see Jesus, there's something wrong. Whether you're a preacher or not, make sure that you don't get in the way of Jesus. Instead, do what Paul did. Proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.